Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 through chapter 7, verse 1. The Reverend Benjamin Ball is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and 7. Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers, for what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness? What accord has Christ with Belial? Or what portion does a believer share with an unbeliever? What agreement has the temple of God with idols? For we are the temple of the living God. As God said, I will make my dwelling among them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore go out from their midst and be separate from them, says the Lord, and touch no unclean thing. Then I will welcome you, and I will be a father to you, and you shall be sons and daughters to me, says the Lord Almighty. Since we have these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit, bringing holiness to completion in the fear of God. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Just prior to our reading, St. Paul told the Corinthians that his heart was wide open to them, and that their heart should be open to the teaching that he had to give them from God. It's always our prayer as Christians that our hearts will be opened to hear, to receive the instruction that God has to give us, even when it is difficult for us to hear, like perhaps today's reading. We are not to be unequally yoked with unbelievers. We are to be separate. St. Paul gives these rhetorical questions for our consideration. What partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? None. What fellowship has light with darkness? None. What accord has Christ with Belial? None. What portion does a believer share with an unbeliever? None. What agreement has the temple of God with idols? None. For we are the temple of the living God. He says we together. There was one temple of the living God, the most holy place that he speaks of here, a place where the atoning sacrifice, the blood of that animal, was sprinkled. The blood of one greater than an animal has been sprinkled on you, on us all. The blood of Jesus. He came in flesh. Christ, the Holy One, the one that grants us the righteousness apart from the works of the law, the one who has brought us into the fellowship of light, the one who has delivered us from the wicked one and from unbelief, from the idols of our flesh and mind, the gods of self and of things. His blood has been sprinkled on us, and we are clean. But yet the temptation to fall back, St. Paul knew it, and he knew it was dwelling within the Corinthians, and of course God knows it is dwelling even in us. The flesh with its impure desires. And of course the mind, not fully conformed to the Word of God, wants to turn aside from his word, to make his word perhaps more palatable than God would have it be. We are the temple of the living God, and he has given us great promises. He has made his dwelling among us in the person of his Son. He is our God. We are his people. Like his children of old, we are to be separate from the multitude of unbelievers. We are not to go after the unclean things, the fallen things, the things that would bring us back into the ways of wickedness and darkness. God, our loving Father, has made us to be his sons and daughters. Through the sacrifice of his only begotten Son and the pouring out of his Spirit upon us. Knowing this, believing this, when the temptations of unbelief, of lawlessness, of darkness, of the wicked one, when they are put before you, you are to have in mind what God says. What he has told you. So you might ask yourself the same kind of rhetorical questions that St. Paul puts before us today. Should I do that? Am I to have fellowship with that, or am I to walk in the light of Christ? Should I think this way? Is that the way of unbelief or the way of faith in Christ? Should I partner with falsehood, with lies, lawlessness? Or should I find my fellowship amongst the righteousness that has been bestowed through faith in Jesus Christ, and those who believe the same things? We are exhorted to cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit. How one does that is always the way of repentance and faith, of confession and self-denial, and the fear of God. The consideration of the holiness of God, who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light, brings us back to mind what God has done in Christ Jesus. In the shedding of blood that happened once for all on the cross. The holy, perfect sacrifice that has been given for all sins, for all sinners, for you. The price that was paid was great. And so, trusting in that greatness, we strive and seek to live as the beloved of God, the temple of God, holy and fearful. God has made a claim on us. He has promised to make his dwelling among us. He has promised to be our Father, and we his sons and daughters. Since we have these promises, since we are the beloved of God, let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit. Let us lead holy lives in the fear of God, and therefore show that we are the temple of the living God, which we are in Christ Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.